Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey. It's great to be with you today.
Thanks.
We'll be talking about the Animal Planet show South Pacific, which is a nature show, one of my favorite kinds of TV programs.
Really? You like those shows? I guess I like the ones that are more about animals, big animals. I like big animals.
Well, the Pacific Ocean has lots of big animals. I think most of the large animals on the planet actually are whales and some large fish or sharks.
Yeah, big and squid as well.
That's true, and they live in the ocean, so maybe we'll get to see a few of those when we learn more about the South Pacific TV program, which is a beautiful program. There's nothing better than looking at a nice big blue ocean view, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I do like looking out at the sea, particularly if I'm lying on a sunny, sandy beach at the time.
Well, hopefully we'll get to that point, but first we need to get to part one of our article.
Reading.
South Pacific. Earth's South Pacific Ocean is a vast blue sea with only the occasional spot of land. These islands are very isolated. The ocean protects them, but also keeps them prisoner. Because of their extreme distance from other places, it's amazing that so many of these lonely islands are covered with life. Animal Planet's South Pacific explores the mystery of this gigantic body of water. The first stop on the tour is Macquarie Island, 1,500 kilometers south of Australia's Tasmania. On Macquarie, it rains 6 days a week and snows the seventh. The cold climate island is a home base for elephant seals and royal penguins. These ocean animals spend most of their lives at sea, but both need land to breed. The waters near Macquarie flow west, all the way to the Galapagos Islands. The cool currents make the Galapagos a place where life can flourish. Charles Darwin's famous trip to these islands provided evidence to support the theory of evolution. But the journey doesn't end here. These two places are just the start of a great ocean adventure.
So the article begins, Earth's South Pacific Ocean is a vast blue sea with only the occasional spot of land. Okay, so the Pacific Ocean is obviously the biggest of all the oceans, separating the continent of Asia from the continent of America. And it also goes down, so it separates South Asia and Australia from South America.
And this word vast is a great word to describe the Pacific Ocean. Vast, spelled V-A-S-T, is an adjective, and it means very great in size. Now, I am from the U.S., and if you've ever driven across the country or taken a long train ride, you would know that the middle of the United States has vast fields of corn and soybean.
Okay, I've never seen those. England, we're a bit smaller. We don't have anything I would describe as vast.
But in this vast Pacific Ocean, there is the occasional spot of land. Of course, we would call these islands. Mm-hmm. And the article says these islands are very isolated.
Okay.
Isolated is an adjective, and it basically means that you're alone and you can't really contact other people because you could be in a room that's locked, or it's just very far away, which is the case with islands in the South Pacific. Sometimes these islands do not have a neighbor island for hundreds of kilometers, or hundreds of thousands of kilometers.
That really is isolated. We could also say the student was isolated because of his bad behavior. He couldn't communicate with the other students. Maybe he had to sit on his own at the front of the class.
All right, great. So, getting back to these islands, the article says the ocean protects them, but also keeps them prisoner. Now, a prisoner is a noun spelled P-R-I-S-O-N-E-R, and a prisoner is usually a person who's kept somewhere against their will. So, they could be held in a cage or in a prison. Okay, we have prison. Prisoner is the person in a prison. So we could say after 5 years, the prisoner was set free to get on with his life. And in this great big ocean, these islands are isolated and just stuck where they are. And also the people and the animals on these islands are prisoners too, because you can't swim that far in the ocean unless you're a really expert swimmer or you're the kind of animal that is very good at it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess but the ocean does keep them prisoner, but it says it protects them as well. So that protects some of these beautiful landscapes and rare animals from, you know, kind of dying out or being affected by other humans and things. So that's why there are so many little beautiful spots out there, because they have been protected. Okay. The article continues and says, because of their extreme distance from other places, it's amazing that so many of these lonely islands are covered with life. Okay. So the extreme distance, extreme means usually very big or sometimes very strong, very something. Here we're talking about extreme distance, so long distances. As Jeffrey mentioned, hundreds of thousands of kilometers of empty ocean could separate one island from another.
So a lot of islands in the ocean were actually created by volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for instance, Hawaii, which is a group of islands created from volcanoes. And when a volcano is erupting, it's very hot. You don't imagine any trees or animals around as this is happening. But eventually, over time, there are trees, plants, and as we'll see later, humans have found these islands and made their homes on them.
Okay. The article continues, Animal Planet's South Pacific explores the mystery of this gigantic body of water. So let's look at the word gigantic, G-I-G-A-N-T-I-C, gigantic. And this means very large in size. Okay. For example, Russia is a gigantic country. In fact, it's the largest in the world.
That's right. Canada, I think, is the second largest.
Mm-hmm.
So this show takes viewers on a tour of the South Pacific and its islands, revealing some of the mysteries that it holds. And the first stop on the tour is Macquarie Island, 1,500 kilometers south of Australia's Tasmania. Tasmania is an island off the southeastern coast of Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, famous for some unusual animals such as the Tasmanian devil, a very very loud, very creature with a strong bite, can be quite dangerous.
Mm.
Okay, so on Macquarie, it rains 6 days a week and snows the seventh. Wow, it gets quite unusual weather. You always think of Australia as hot, but I guess this island is so far south that it gets a lot of kind of snow and rain, like Britain.
Yeah, and this, the article says, the cold climate island is a home base for elephant seals and royal penguins. So a home base is a place that you go for safety and comfort and a few other things, as we'll see. Now, elephant seals are not your typical ocean seal that you might think are kind of the size of a very large dog or a larger small horse. Elephant seals, well, they are called elephant seals for a reason. They are gigantic. They could easily crush a car.
Wow.
And royal penguins are special penguins that are quite beautiful. And this is the place where they live, on Macquarie Island.
Okay.
Now, these ocean animals, these two animals, spend most of their lives at sea. Believe it or not, they are swimming in the water most of their lives. It's hard to imagine a human swimming for just more than a couple hours. But both need land to breed. So this land is very important for their lives in reproducing and making babies, because they need the land to breed, which is a verb spelled B-R-E-E-D. And to breed is to mate in order to produce offspring, or
children,
babies. So many pet owners have their pets fixed so they won't breed with other animals and make puppies and kittens that you would have to deal with.
Yeah, very important, because otherwise you might want a few kittens, but if you had like five kittens twice a year every year, you'd go crazy. So a lot of pet owners make sure their pets can't breed.
There's another meaning of breed, and this is when breed is a noun. Mm-hmm. When you go to the pet shop to buy a dog, there are different breeds from which you can choose. I'm not a dog expert, but I know a poodle is one breed, and there are different even kinds of poodles, French poodles. There are a few more. Chihuahua is a famous dog breed from Mexico.
Yeah, very small one.
And so dog specialists or dog breeders will breed the dogs, put the boy and the girl together, because they want to keep that same breed of dogs. Now, that's a lot of breeds in one sentence, but that's how they get dogs that are of a special kind, very big or very small, with white curly hair. The dog experts get them to breed and make babies that will look just like them.
Yeah, and so these islands in the Pacific are important for the animals, because I guess they can't breed in the sea like fish. So when they want to have babies and maybe bring up the babies, raise their children, they have to go onto the land where they can be safe and warm and find get food to the children while they're kind of being old enough to swim.
Yes, while the adults are really built for this cold weather and the cold ocean water, the babies need a little more tender love and care so they can grow up and become a little bit stronger before they go out into the ocean.
Okay. The article continues. The waters near Macquarie flow west all the way to the Galapagos Islands.
This is really surprising. I saw this episode that talks about this flow of water. Now, if you look at a normal map on the wall, the waters from Macquarie Island flow west, and you get to the edge of the map.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go to the right side of the map to see the waters flowing under Africa, and then under South America, and then up to the west coast of South America, where the Galapagos Islands are. It's really best to use a globe that you can spin around and keep your finger on to realize how far this water flows.
Okay. And the article carries on saying, the cool currents make the Galapagos a place where life can flourish. Okay. This word flourish, F-L-O-U-R-I-S-H, flourish, means kind of live successfully, grow in a good way. So the water and the temperature around the Galapagos Islands make it great for life to kind of grow without any problems, no extreme weather.
The Galapagos are quite near the equator, which is the middle line that runs around the planet, and temperatures near the equator are very high. It's a very hot place, so it's not always the best place for animals to live, but the cool water, I guess, makes it a fantastic place. The Galapagos Islands, which are quite famous in scientific history, as the article explains, Charles Darwin's famous trip to these islands provided evidence to support the theory of evolution. Now, the theory of evolution is that animals will change over time. And when I say time, I mean millions, billions of years.
The idea is that animals will, become different to get, to be better in their surroundings. You know, ones that need to become bigger will gradually get bigger over time, whereas ones that need to be smaller to survive will gradually get smaller. The theory also states that humans once were animals. We were monkeys, and we slowly evolved, which is the verb of the word evolution, to use tools, walk on two legs, lose the hair all over our bodies, because that was better for us to survive.
Well, I don't think we were monkeys, but I think we have a strong relationship with this same ancestor.
Mm.
You know, we're kind of cousins to monkeys.
Yeah.
But, so Darwin found some evidence on these islands. Now, evidence is a noun spelled E-V-I-D-E-N-C-E. Evidence is information that supports a certain position, belief, or theory, like the theory of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So I could say the police found evidence that would help them solve the crime.
Mm.
So evidence helps you learn that your idea is true, and Darwin found a lot of evidence on these islands of especially birds that had longer beaks or stronger beaks to eat the right kind of food on their island.
Mm. We could also say the word proof to mean the same thing as evidence, okay, something that shows that you were right. The article continues on to say, but the journey doesn't end here. These two places are just the start of a great ocean adventure, okay? And we'll hear about that adventure and the other places in the Pacific Ocean in day two of our article. But for now, it's time to move to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, now it's time for our For You Chat question. Now, the article talked about a few islands, and our chat question is, Taiwan is an island. How many more islands do you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from an island, which is Great Britain, basically. And Great Britain has a number of other islands around it, one even, in fact, called Ireland.
Hmm, Ireland.
Mm, Ireland is an island.
Okay, you have to listen carefully to that one. Well, I can name Oahu, which is one of the islands in the state of Hawaii. Hawaii actually has several main islands, and they're really beautiful. I love islands, especially Taiwan, of course. But we're out of time for today. Be sure to join us for part two of South Pacific. Sentence for you.
I just finished the first of my final exams. I spent hours and hours studying for this test, and luckily I think I did all right. However, the journey of my final exams doesn't end here. Still have five more to study for. Somebody save me. OK, 刚刚说到呢，我刚考完了我期末考的第一科，我花了好多时间读它，幸好呢，我觉得我好像考得还不错哦。但是呢，我的期末考之旅还没结束呢，还有五科要考，只能说呢，革命尚未成功，同志仍需努力啦。本科课文呢讲到 the journey doesn't end here 这种 doesn't end here 的用法呢通常呢在 speech 或是 presentation 演讲呢或是报告当中哦，甚至呢 storytelling 说故事的时候呢可以作为一个铺梗的手法 For example, the prince defeated the monster but the story doesn't end here He still needs to climb onto the tower to save the princess王子哦击败了怪物但是呢故事可是还没说完哦他还要爬上高塔才能拯救公主 Something doesn't end here 其中呢 something 可以指呢 story, adventure, excitement, surprise 等字词来说就是说呢这个故事啊这个冒险或是惊喜呢可还没结束哦的意思可以在说故事报告的时候呢作为承上启下并给人惊喜的作用哦类似的用法呢可以说 there's more to something 例如呢 there's more to the story 故事呢还大有文章哦就是事情没这么简单的意思啦 另外呢，像是 Steve Jobs 最著名的发表会台词 One More Thing 也跟本科的句子有异曲同工之妙哦。 Jobs 的公开发表会啊，通常都是亲自上阵，你知道吗？他可是会花上几个月的时间准备灯光，要铺陈的重点，还有呈现的主轴。而他的 One More Thing 经典台词就是让观众以为发表会结束了，再出其不意走回舞台，告诉大家其实还有一个小东西。而这个 one more thing 往往就是当天整场发表会的重点哟。所以呢，我们今天学到了如何在演讲中铺梗，带出更多内容的做法。 But the adventure doesn't end here. Hey, 还没完呢。 Stay tuned for tomorrow's sentence for you. There is a lot more information to share with you. 记得继续收听 sentence for you, 还有好多好东西要跟你分享哦。 See you next time. Bye bye.
South Pacific. Earth's South Pacific Ocean is a vast blue sea with only the occasional spot of land. These islands are very isolated. The ocean protects them, but also keeps them prisoner. Because of their extreme distance from other places, it's amazing that so many of these lonely islands are covered with life. Animal Planet's South Pacific explores the mystery of this gigantic body of water. The first stop on the tour is Macquarie Island, 1,500 kilometers south of Australia's Tasmania. On Macquarie,It rains 6 days a week and snows the seventh. The cold climate island is a home base for elephant seals and royal penguins. These ocean animals spend most of their lives at sea, but both need land to breed. The waters near Macquarie flow west.All the way to the Galapagos Islands. The cool currents make the Galapagos a place where life can flourish. Charles Darwin's famous trip to these islands provided evidence to support the theory of evolution. But the journey doesn't end here. These two places are just the start of a great ocean adventure.
Vocabulary Review.
Vast. Russia is a vast piece of land that is larger than any other country. Prisoner. The prisoner spent 5 years in jail before being given his freedom. Gigantic.Some of the world's most gigantic animals, such as whales, live in the ocean. Breed. Pandas rarely have babies because they do not breed very often. Evidence. The police searched the crime scene for evidence that could help them solve the case.